السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. الحمد للہ وکفا والصلاۃ والسلام علی سیدنا المصطفی صلی اللہ علیہ وعلی آلہ واصحابہ وبارک وسلم تسلیما کثیرا کثیرا. قال اللہ تبارک وتعالی أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذا أنعمنا على الإنسان أعرض ونأى بجانبه وإذا مسه الشر كان يئوسا قل كل يعمل على شاكلته فربكم أعلم بمن هو أهدى سبيلا صدق الله العظيم. علماء کرام, most respected brothers, our sisters of the madrasa and those listening over receivers, we all know that we are in an environment that is what I describe always as very, very vicious. They say that Pandora's box, when it is open, it is used as an example. So that is what really happens, that it is a box of snakes. If you are not bitten by one, you will be bitten by another. If you are not attacked by one, you will be attacked by another. It is like being in the Kruger National Park, where all the animals are freely roaming. So if you're not attacked by the lion, you will be attacked by the tiger. If it's not the tiger, then the cheetah. And if it's not the cheetah, then the elephant. Something will attack the person. He can't live there comfortably, walking around without any precaution. So the animals are roaming freely. Something or the other is going to attack him. Could be the cause of his death. Could be a serious injury. But all those attacks are physical. Those attacks are physical. At the most, the person will suffer some injury, or even if he has to die, then everyone has to die someday or the other. If he died as a believer, then still his akhirat is not going to be spoiled. Sometimes, in fact, it could be a form of shahadat also. But what is dangerous are those animals which bite, devour, or those reptiles which sting and bite and attack the iman of the person. Our mahol and our environment has become like that, that it attacks our iman. Whether you like it or not, you can't close your doors and sleep all day, or say that I'm not going to allow any sound from the outside to come into my house. I'm not going to allow the noises from outside to come into my life. I'm not going to allow the effect of the environment from the outside to come into the lives of my children or my family or myself. It's just not possible unless the person goes away to the jungle, or he goes away onto a mountain top and puts up one tent there. Then probably the sound of the vuvuzelas will reach up there too, if he is near some stadium. So we can't seem to avoid it, no matter how much we want to. The newspapers, the media, electronic media, printed media, the radio stations, all the different publications that come out every week and every day, and which flood our post boxes, which we would have never bought if they were for sale, but they are put in there. So now the people will open, we all will open and check some advertisement or the other. So your eyes will fall on something to do with what is happening in the world today. And the nudity, the obscenity, the shamelessness, the indecency that is being promoted in this manner. It is very, very sad. Of course, it is in every home, as I said, we cannot avoid it. It will be put into our boxes. But then how can we leave all those things just on our lounge tables, in our rooms, in our kitchens, after one glance of whatever articles may be of some worth and value, then tear it up and throw it away, put it in the dirt bin. That is where it belongs. But the point that I'm getting across to you is that we are now in that period of time where we are going to be bombarded. All the missiles will be thrown at us. Now those few people who are trying to restrain themselves and please Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, it is a real jihad of the time. It is jihad because even those who are outwardly dindar, many of us who are outwardly dindar, if you look at our libas, our clothing, our garments, then they will say these are very pious people. But when you look at our actions in our privacy, then even shaitan becomes ashamed. We want to please both. We want to please Allah Ta'ala also and shaitan also. Hajj Kaaba bhi kiya, Ganga ka ashnam bhi, razi rahe Rahman bhi, khush rahe shaitan bhi. Both things. We want to make Hajj of Kaaba Sharif also and we want to go and have a dip in the Ganga Jamna. Like the Hindus, to go and cleanse themselves of their sins. So that Rahman also stays happy and Shaitan also stays happy. Now that, can that ever happen? So many of us who are in the garb of the pious, outwardly we look very pious, but then we also get caught up with that same fitnas. There are so many of them that you will watch on the TV. Or they will, many of them will even go to those places. But the issue here is that the justification of sins, that is what I'm referring to as the real attack on iman. That if a person considers a sin as a sin and engages in him, then at least his iman is intact. But when sin becomes considered as sawab, or something that is not of any consequence, we take it extremely lightly, we consider it insignificant, then that is what I'm talking about or referring to as those animals which are attacking iman. That those animals in the jungles which attack our lives, physically they cause some harm, then that is not so dangerous as these who attack our iman. With different kinds of proofs from the Quran and Sunnah are being found for justification of these type of indulgences. Now that is something that is very dangerous. So then even if the person is in the garb of piety, but it is going to be of no help. Sometimes from the outside we look very nice. One day I was getting very sharp pain in my chest, sharp pains, but I was smiling and talking. So one person met me and he said, Maulana, you're looking very well. He looked at me and he said, Maulana, you're looking very well. I said, Alhamdulillah. But inside there was sharp pain. Now he can't see the pain from the outside. He is looking at the outside smile and taking it for granted that Maulana is looking very well. So I turned his attention. I said, that gives a very important lesson. Kabhi zahir bahut acha nazar aata hai, lekin batin bahut kharab hota hai. That our outward sometimes looks very good, but the inside, only Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala knows what's the condition of the heart. Just like how physically sometimes from the outside we look very good. But it's not necessary that if the person is looking good from the outside, then he's got no pain inside. Or he's not suffering from any sickness or illness. So it is a jihad of the time. And the very fact that you are repeatedly listening to these talks is an indication that Alhamdulillah, we have got love for Allah Ta'ala and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and we want to restrain ourselves from those sins which are going to bring about a destruction of our iman. Justification, there is no place for it. Acknowledge, yes, اعتراف قصور. Oh Allah, I'm extremely weak. I get carried away by the environment. So therefore Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in this ayat, when I said here, it came to mind that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, although he's talking about the kuffar, وَإِذَا أَنْعَمْنَا عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ أَعْرَضَ وَنَآ بِجَانِبِ وَإِذَا مَسَّهُ الشَّرُّ كَانَ يَأُوسًا. The gist and meaning of which is that when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows grace, Allah ta'ala gives in'am, his bounties, عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ. These kuffar are referred to, but now the meaning we can take it in general. So then what do? They turn away from the ahkam of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. They turn away from Allah ta'ala himself. Because when the person is enjoying the bounties of Allah ta'ala, then that time he doesn't want to think of Allah ta'ala. And when some evil and harm reaches the person, then he loses all hope, he becomes despondent. He despairs even of the mercy of Allah ta'ala. But the important point is after that, of course every point is important, whatever the Quran Sharif discusses is extremely important. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, قُلْ say, كُلُّ يَعْمَلُ عَلَى شَاكِلَتِ. Now here the shakilati, there are different explanations that have been given by the Mufassiri. But for our purpose, we'll say that every person is practicing according to his custom, according to his tradition, according to his adat and habit, according to his own ideology, according to his own understanding, according to his own perception, as a general and wide meaning. That every person has got his own opinion, he's got his own custom, he's got his own tradition. So everyone is believing that I am on hidayat. Every person believes that he is on hidayat. And whatever he is saying, that is haq. And that is exactly the mansha of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَرَبُّكُمْ أَعْلَمُ بِمَنْ هُوَ أَهْدَى سَبِيلًا. So in this issue also we can see that every person has got his own view, own opinion. There is no question of the sharia now, the Quran or the sunnah. Especially when people are told how to go to the stadium, how to dress as a Muslim there. Women folk are told what kind of scarf to wear there, and how to behave modestly there, and how to display their Islamic etiquette and morals there. And how people should first make the Jummah Salat, and then proceed in a dignified manner to the stadium. Now, these type of pamphlets, when they are circulated, where are they coming from? Are the kuffar, mushrikeen, Yahud and Nasara circulating that? That first we must make our namaz properly, please Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and thereafter proceed in a dignified manner. And then display there our Islamic moral and etiquette. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala save us from his azab. What we can say that those who will go, we can't do anything about it. We can't restrain anybody by force. But there must be no such thing as giving out etiquettes and azab, as I mentioned last night or the night before last. Oh, there's a new audience here altogether, or majority of you. And this is the truth what I am telling you, that I picked up one book on Islamic moral etiquettes, adab, in one country that I went for lecturing, written by a very reputable person, scholar. Now there he's got adab of all the different things. Adab of eating, drinking, how we make salam and greet, adab of salat, adab of this, adab of the masjid. And in the one section caught my eye, adab of sitting in the cinema. How a person should sit in the cinema. That he should not be making a noise and screaming, and if something comes on the screen, you should not perform your, and you must not disturb those sitting on the sides. So I mentioned that if a person has got a popcorn packet, then he mustn't make kar-kar-kar-kar too much, because it will disturb those people on the side. Now this is adab of the cinema. La hawla wa la quwwata illa Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, hadith sharifa. How true. What will be your condition when you will stop making amar bil ma'ruf and nahi anil munkar? They said, Ya Rasulullah, will that kind of a time come? The Sahaba couldn't even imagine a time will come that they will stop calling towards good, inviting towards good, enjoining good and prohibiting evil. Said, Naam wa ashad. Yes, and even worse. What will be your condition? He goes on. And thereafter he said, what was your condition? What will be your condition? When you are going to invite towards evil, when you are going to invite towards evil and stop from good. Besides the other thing that he mentioned, he said, you'll invite towards evil and stop from good. He said, will that time also come? He said, Naam wa ashad. And what will be your condition when you will consider the good as bad and the bad as good? Now who was he referring to? Do we think that the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu anhu majmain were ever going to be of that kind? Referring to our times, how true that one is that we stop inviting towards good and prohibiting evil, and the other is that we invite towards evil and stop people from doing good. And then further than that, we consider the good as evil and the evil as good. One is a person said, come with me to the cinema or theater or disco or somewhere, na'uzu billah. So he's inviting towards haram. But at the same time, in his heart, he's considering that haram as haram. And the other is where he's now considering that bad as good, giving the virtues of that. That there we can give dawah. We can do this, we can do that. So it is a very, very dangerous environment that we are living in. Now the young people will say, then what do we do? So I mentioned in detail in the Tuesday night talk or Sunday night talk that we have to find alternatives. We have to. There's no other way. We won't say that everybody sit down now in the masjid, read Quran Sharif, read Tasbih. But the person will have to run from those environments. From that environment we have to run. فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ We have to run towards Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We have to distance ourselves. Those groups and that those companions or those friends who are all the time just talking nothing but who is playing today and what goals they scored and what was the condition of this team and that team and all and on football all the time. So that young person who was at one time addicted to it in his school days or college days, how is he going to restrain himself? If he has changed his life to some extent, he has to run from it. He's got to make new friends. Friends who will take to the masjid or who will talk good things or have tea, have discussion, have general talk. During those times, avoid those friends and that company which is going to talk nothing but football and World Cup. That's the only way we can avoid it. Company is extremely important. In fact, in this ayat also, there is a pointer towards the same thing. That everyone is going to talk about things according to his own understanding, his own belief, his own custom, his own culture, his own addiction, whatever it is, that is what he's going to talk. So you've got to be very, very careful and very cautious. Just as we will not go towards a snake when it is coming towards us. A huge python is coming, we can see it coming and entering from that door and coming straight. Will we stay there? Will we look for the nearest exit? In those halls where they are showing some filthy films, or there's dancing going on, and suddenly somebody says, fire, fire, then is everyone going to continue with the dance, or they're going to dash for the doors and exits? Somebody says a bomb is going to be any time taking off, blasting. So then will the person remain there? So just as we become so careful and cautious about our physical health, So for our spiritual self also we have to run. And there is no better way to, or nothing better than to turn towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and enjoy that kind of sukoon in the life. In the midst of all that also the person can enjoy sukoon. Meaning everything can be taking place around, but it will be like the waterproof watch that you go deep down the ocean, the storms, the huge storms, and that watch, the water doesn't enter. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will make the person's heart like that. All those noises will then not enter that heart. Fafirru ila Allah. Now they say, how long do we have to carry on like this? Well, that is a question that we should have asked before we accepted Islam. That how long? It's obvious that once the person has accepted Islam, then he can't ask a question, now how long must I practice as a Muslim? For how long must I love Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? If a person is deeply in love with someone, does he say, how long must I love you? If a person asks his beloved that I love you very, very much, but only for 2 months, 1 month, 6 months, is that love? So we are saying, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is saying, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ. The believers, the love for Allah ta'ala is intense. That means there's no question of asking. He's a Muslim, he's a believer in Allah ta'ala. His love is so intense that he doesn't want to annoy and displease that Allah, who is the one who has blessed him with that sight with which he's going to go and see all that haram. Who blessed him with that sight? Who blessed him with that hearing and that speech? And their heart, liver and lungs all function. Those people who are strapped to the hospital beds and tubes running all over their bodies, will they take them to the stadiums? Will they say, come, let's go watch? Person who just had a bypass and is just out from the theater and is in a groggy state and with all those tubes which are frightening if you have to see also, will they take those patients? So why don't we look at what Allah Ta'ala is blessing us with, what kind of ni'mats He is giving to us. Are we going to use it for His displeasure and disobedience and challenge Him? That, oh Allah, what can you do to us? Na'uzu billah. It is very dangerous. And as for how long, then there is the ayat of the Quran Sharif says, حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ, until death comes. I gave the example to those friends the other day. I said, in this same football match, if the one side has scored, say, 2 goals, so the opposition knows there's still 10 minutes to go, so they don't relax. They don't say, we already got 2 goals in the basket, so what must we worry? They say, 10 minutes to go, we don't know what will happen in the 10 minutes. Even in the 10 minutes, anything can happen. They can score 3 goals in those 10 minutes. So if it is a major match of the kind that is going to be played now in this World Cup, so all teams are going to be on their toes and alert and sharp and protecting their goal. Because even if they got 2 or 3 goals, they say 10 minutes to go. So each one will fight until the final whistle is blown. So the mu'min will be alert and sharp. He will check that shaitan and nafs are not going to attack his iman until the final whistle is blown, until his death comes. Final whistle. Take lessons from it. The poet beautifully said, Ishq ki raah par chalne waalo, ishq ki koi manzil nahi hai, ishq ki raah par chalne walo, ishq ki koi manzil nahi hai. There is no manzil for this ishq. Raah mein thak ke jo baith jaye, راہ میں تھک کے جو بیٹھ جائے وہ اس سفر کے قابل نہیں ہے. In this road of عشق of Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, there is no manzil, there is no such thing as you have reached a destination, finish. So GPS, when you set them up, then say you've reached your destination. In this, nobody has reached his destination until his dying day. Carry on. And the fish deep down the ocean is its enjoyment. It never complains of the waters around it. So it's just a few days of mujahada. It's just a few days. All these tufan and storms will soon pass. The days will fly. Everything will come back to normal. Then people will realize the restlessness, the blunders that they have made, and the other kinds of problems that they will face. And the governments also will realize what they have done. And all their wastage will then come to their senses. The billions and billions by which they could have built so many homes and done so much, which is going to be wasted, wasted. So this is my message tonight, that don't feel that it is an impossible challenge, that how are we going to avoid it. It's not that difficult. We can avoid so many other things. We can't avoid just this few minutes of pleasure of the eyes. That's all. What else is it? And look at the restlessness that it brings after that. For the whole 35 days or 30 days, all the restlessness. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, save me, save you, and protect the ummah. Sukoon e dil we will only get in remembering Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, fulfilling His ahkam, and following Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's way. Don't look at what people are doing, and don't argue and fight with anybody. So many are saying that he's got this benefit and that benefit, and this virtue and that virtue. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين إن الله يا ربي جزاك الله أي میرے داتا أي میرے مالك أي میرے مولا أي میرے والي أي میرے داتا أي میرے مالك اے میرے مولا اے میرے والی شاہنشاہ دو عالم تو ہے سب سے تیری سرکار ہے عالی شان تیری ہر آن نئی ہے گاہ جمالی گاہ جلالی وہ بھی عجب خوش بخت ہے جس نے قلب میں تیری یاد بسا لی. That is a fortunate person, جس نے قلب میں تیری یاد بسا لی. All the time is conscious, what is my Allah's hukam? شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 Allah, 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 Allah. Allah Ta'ala shan is sometimes jalali, sometimes jamali. We don't know which shan of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is focused when. Therefore we have to be very, very careful and cautious. Sometimes a person believes that my Allah is extremely happy with me because He is giving me plentiful to eat and drink and wear and travel around. And good cars and good home and everything. But it could be just istidraj. Just a long rope. And for some people Allah gives them everything and it's a ni'mat, it's a blessing. کسب میں دنیا ہی کے راہ میں دین کی دولت کچھ نہ کمائی، کسب میں دنیا ہی کے راہ میں دین کی دولت کچھ نہ کمائی، وقت یوں ہی بیکار گزارا، عمر یوں ہی غفلت میں گوائی. It seems like the most appropriate zikr for tonight. وقت یوں ہی بیکار گزارا، عمر یوں ہی غفلت میں گوائی، کسب میں دنیا ہی کے راہ میں دین کی دولت کچھ نہ کمائی. What kind of deen دولت will they earn in all this time wasting that will take place? Hours and hours, days and days. And especially those who will shuttle from this end to that end, and this province to that province, and this stadium to that stadium. And after that again the discussion will center around the same thing, 24 hours of the day. That is what the person will be engaging in. Kasb mein dunya hi ke raah mein. Dunya is not only the business houses. All that is dunya which makes the person forget Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Therefore it says, waqt yuhi bekara guzara, absolute waste of time. If the person looks back at all those hours and days that went, either he should have done something useful. We don't say he should be reading Quran Sharif all the time, but he could have done so many useful things. Allah Ta'ala has given everybody intellect, intelligence, he could have done, put it to better use. Or lived a life in which there was no negligence, do the permissible things. So, waqt yun hi bekar guzara. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that hadith sharif in which one of the things that he mentions, that what is the adamat, what is the sign that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has made i'raz, Allah ta'ala has turned away his glance of mercy and maghfirat and rahmat from that person. What is the sign that Allah ta'ala's mercy has been turned away from that person? One of the things that is mentioned there is that person's engagement, the person's engagement in futile activities. Alamatu iradillahi ta'ala anil abd ishtighaluhu bima la ya'ni, aw kama qala alayhi salatu wassalam. That when the person is engaged in futile, useless, something that's of no benefit in this world, in the akhirat, in the qabr, when he starts engaging in that and now he's spending his hours and hours in that, it's a clear sign that Allah Ta'ala's gaze of rahmat has been turned away from this person. Now can that person then enjoy peace of mind, contentment, satisfaction? Can he get these type of blessings? He may get plentiful of wealth sometimes, but he's going to bring nothing but restlessness. It'll be like the flood waters, which bring nothing but bilhazia with it, although the waters are plentiful.
کسب میں دنیا ہی کے راہ میں دین کی دولت کچھ نہ کمائی، وقت یوں ہی بیکار گزارا، عمر یوں ہی غفلت میں گوائی. خلق میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں، کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بھلائی، مجھ سا کوئی بدکار نہ ہوگا، کون سی میں نے کی نہ برائی.
Now that is the balance. So when we talk about the evils, we talk about it in general. We don't pinpoint at any particular person and believe that he is definitely going to go to Jahannam or he will suffer the azab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala because of whatever he did or said. That we have no right. We don't know when that person can make sincere tawbah from his sins and become the wali of Allah ta'ala. Inna Allah yuhibbu at-tawwabin. Yes, general condition we can speak about. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the hadith also see that. When people will do this, when people will engage in this, when people will engage in that, then this will happen, that will happen, that will happen. So therefore, خلق میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں. We must look at our weaknesses too. Whilst trying to take care of the spiritual needs of others, we mustn't forget our own spiritual needs. It is like that person who's got a bag of gold coins with him and is careful, is watching that bag, that nobody must steal it. And then he sits somewhere and he puts the bag on his side and he's got his gaze on it. And then another person comes and he takes out his torn shoes with a gaping hole and he says, I'm just going to the toilet, look after my shoes. So now this person fixes his gaze on that shoes and he's looking at it carefully. In the meantime, somebody takes that whole bag of coins and he's gone. That's exactly our situation sometimes. Trying to take care of the shoes of others, we forget that our bag of coins is gone. That means we forget our akhlaq, our mu'amlat, our mu'asharat, our dealings, our honesty and truthfulness. We forget our namaz, our zikr, our tilawat. What we seeing with our gazes, with our eyes, and what we listening, we forget. Now that whole bag is gone. And we worried about everybody else's shoes. So there must be a balance. خلق میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بھلائی مجھ سا کوئی بدکار نہ ہوگا کون سی میں نے کی نہ برائی From the time we became of age up till now, if we have to look at our lives, then we'll have no time to look at anybody else's weakness.
شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 اللہ
نفس کے شر سے مجھ کو بچا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ نفس کے شر سے مجھ کو بچا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ پنجہ غم سے مجھ کو چھڑا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ سن میرے نالے سن میرے نالے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ اپنا بنا لے اپنا بنا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ سن میرے نالے سن میرے نالے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ اپنا بنا لے اپنا بنا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ
Oh my beloved Allah, save me and protect me from the attack of nafs. From the mischief of nafs, we must ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for protection. Just as we are scared of hijackers and murderers and killers and robbers and looters, we must also ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for protection from the mischief of the nafs and shaitan. These are big hijackers. They hijack our iman. Sun mere naale, sun mere naale. Oh my Allah, listen to my pleas, listen to my pleas. I am weak, I am extremely weak. Beg Allah. Ya Allah, how do I save myself? All around me there is nothing but fitnas and mischief and corruption and evil. I am surrounded, I am engulfed, I am drowning. Oh my Allah, throw me a lifeline. And when the person will plead to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will find a way out for him. He will create the conditions for this person to be saved, if he's really serious. It cannot be that the person is pleading and begging Allah ta'ala with sincerity, and then Allah ta'ala does not respond to his call. If the person himself has got weakness, that one side is saying, Ya Allah, save me, and the other side is walking in the same direction, then it shows that he's not sincere. He must get rid of those asbab of sin also. The asbab and the means of those sins, he's got to get rid of it or run far from it. Then beg and plead to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Apna bana le, apna bana le. Make me yours, my Allah. I want to become yours. If we are going to get a little bit of taste of that sukoon and that peace and tranquility and that sweetness that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives when a person becomes his, then we are not going to go for the sour grapes anymore. The sour grapes of sins.
Apni raza mein mujhko mita de, ae mere Allah, ae mere Allah. Kar de fana sab mere irade, ae mere Allah, ae mere Allah.
May Allah make me fana in your raza, in your pleasure. Whatever is your pleasure, let that be my pleasure. For in the pleasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala lies the best of dunya and akhirah. Whatever he is pleased with. And who does not know what he is pleased with?
Jaame mohabbat apna pila de, ae mere Allah, ae mere Allah. Dil mein mere yaad apni racha de, ae mere Allah, ae mere Allah.
Jaame mohabbat apna pila de. Give me the cup of your mohabbat, from your ocean of mohabbat and marifat, give me the drink. That is one thing that will make the person then move. Muhabbat makes a person move mountains. He doesn't see what is in his path after that. Even if he has to go and rest forever on Mount Everest, but he will climb it. The muhabbat of that. The person has to jog hundreds of kilometers, he will do it. Marathon he will run. Winter, summer, it's not rains. Hail, anything. Passion. Once the person gets a passion for something. So this muhabbat is a thing like that. So he asks Allah Ta'ala, Ya me muhabbat apna pila de. Dil me mere yaad apni racha de.
Deedaye dil me tujhko basa loon, sab se hata loon apni nazar me. Tera hi jalwa pesh nazar ho, jaun kahin main dekhun jidhar main. Deedaye dil mein tujhko basa loon, sab se hata loon apni nazar mein. Tera hi jalwa pesh nazar ho, jaun kahin main dekhun jidhar main. Tera tasawwur aisa jamalun, qalb mein misle naqsh hajar main. Bhool sakun ta umran tujhko, chahun bhulana khud bhi agar mein.
Ya Allah, the way I engrave your name on my heart, the way I engrave your muhabbat on my heart, and the muhabbat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wherever I go, my Allah, I sense that you are with me. Irrespective of the outside condition, whether it is of weakness, of poverty, of test and trial, of pain and injury, whatever it may be. But I sense that my Allah is with me. And even if I want to forget you, my Allah, Let your name be so deep in my heart and your muhabbat be so deep in my heart that even if I want to forget you, I cannot forget you. My Allah, even if I want to forget you, but I must not be able to forget you. Chahun bulana khud bhi agar main.
Shughl mera bas ab to ilahi, sham o sahar ho Allah Allah. Lete baithe chalte phirte aath pehar ho Allah Allah. Allah 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 Allah
La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu
نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا إله إلا الله 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 یا رب کرم سے اپنے تو دونوں جہان دے جو مستحق غضب کا ہے اس کو امان دے یا رب کرم سے اپنے تو دونوں جہان دے جو مستحق غضب کا ہے اس کو امان دے Allah, 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 Allah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث My beloved Allah, My Rahim Allah, My Kareem Allah, Most forgiving, most compassionate, most loving, most caring, most tolerant Allah. We have raised our weighing bowls before you. We are extremely weak servants of yours. My beloved Allah, we are the most sinful ones on the surface of the earth. Day and night we use your bounties, your ni'mats, your gifts for your disobedience. We use our eyes, our ears, our tongues, our hands and feet, our heart and mind for your disobedience. My beloved Allah, how kind you are, how tolerant you are, how merciful and forgiving you are. In spite of all our sins, you are still giving us so much of your bounties and ni'mats. You could have seized everything, my Allah. But you don't love punishment. You dearly love forgiveness of the sinners who turn towards you with repentance. We are not justifying any of our sins, my Allah. We are acknowledging every weakness and every shortcoming and every fault and every sin and every vice and every evil of ours. My beloved Allah, we are making i'tiraf of our qusur. We are making before you, my Allah. You dearly love forgiveness of sins. My beloved Allah, this very moment you are watching us. We haven't raised our hands before some idol that cannot see us, cannot help us in any way, cannot listen to us. My beloved Allah, you are watching us this very moment. You are seeing our hands raised before you. You are aware of the thoughts that are crossing our minds. You are watching the tears that are rolling from our eyes. My beloved Allah, you know that they are the tears of repentance. Something that is most beloved to you. We are ashamed of our sins. Hey Rabbe Kareem, my beloved Allah, my beloved Allah, 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 ab to raham farma, karam farma. Hum gunah ke darya mein doobe hue hai. We are drowning in the ocean of sins. Throw us a lifeline, my Allah. Who is there for us besides you? Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. Ey Rabbe Kareem, my beloved Allah. Forgive the sins of our eyes, of our ears, of our tongues, of our hands and feet, of our heart and mind. Forgive our major sins, minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly, unknowingly in the light of day or darkness of night. My beloved Allah, Such a large number of young friends of mine who have got everything going for them. But they are shedding tears before you. Unke aansuon ki barkat se, with the barkat of their tears, forgive us too, by Allah. You love those young people who grow up in your ibadat, in zikr, in tilawat, in obedience to you and your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ay Rabbe Kareem, forgive our parents, our wives and children, brothers and sisters, family members, ummat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirat. Bless us with the best of dunya, the best of akhirat. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina azab an-nar. Rabbana la tu'akhizna in nasina aw akhtana. Rabbana wa la tahmil alayna isran kama hamaltahu ala alladhina min qablina. Rabbana wa la tuhammilna ma la taqata lana bih. وَاعْفُ عَنَّا وَاغْفِرْ لَنَا وَارْحَمْنَا وَاعْفُ عَنَّا وَاغْفِرْ لَنَا وَارْحَمْنَا وَاعْفُ عَنَّا وَاغْفِرْ لَنَا وَارْحَمْنَا أَنْتَ مَوْلَانَا فَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ. My beloved Allah, we have come to your door. We have raised our hands before you. اگرچہ پر خطا ہے پر کہاں جائے تیرا بندہ, اگرچہ پر خطا ہے پر کہاں جائے تیرا بندہ, تیرے در پر تیرا بندہ بامید کرم آیا, تیرے در پر تیرا بندہ بامید کرم آیا. Save us, by Allah. Protect us from the fitnas that are lashing at us from our right and left, from in front of us and behind us, from the satellites above us. My beloved Allah, ہم کدھر جائے? Who is there to protect us and safeguard us? Give us so much of your love and muhabbat, and so much of muhabbat of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, that we distance ourselves from everything that is displeasing to you and your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Distance us from all the fitnas, my beloved Allah. Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi, tere siwa koi hamara. Those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. We are physically ill, we are spiritually sick. Clean and purify our hearts of malice, of greed, of nifaq and hypocrisy. Clean our hearts, my beloved Allah, of envy, of jealousy, of all the evil that has embedded itself. Bless us with iman that you bless to your awliya-i siddiqeen. My beloved Allah, those who are in hospitals, in clinics, in homes, those who have undergone operations, those who have met with accidents, those who are ill and sick, suffering from any kind of disease and illness, Ya Allah, bless them all with complete shifa from all ailments and diseases. Those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plentiful halal risk and remove their difficulties. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are on journeys, make them reach their destination safely. Those who are making umrahs, accept their umrahs, make it maqbool, accept their ziyarat, their tawaf, their ibadat. Ay Rabbe Kareem, in this country also protect us and safeguard us from your azab and from your punishment, being unleashed because of our sins and our vices. Ay Rabbe Kareem, hamare hal par raham farma. Protect our children also from all the fitnas. Make them the coolness of our eyes. Bless them. Make them sattai jariya for us. Bless us with barakat in our businesses, in our homes, in our life, in our times. Beloved Allah, unite the hearts of parents and children, husbands and wives, brothers and sisters, ummat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Remove the difficulties, the hardship, the pain and the suffering of the ummat around the globe. Remove the suffering of mankind around the globe. especially the Ummat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Palestine, Chechnya, Bosnia, Kashmir, Pakistan, Afghanistan, Sudan, Somalia, all parts of Africa and the rest of the world, my beloved Allah. Give the zalims hidayat, but if hidayat is not in the taqdeer because of the obstinacy, then remove them from the surface of the earth. Allah unki scheme ko fail kar de, unko nakam kar de, unke makro fareb se hamari hifazat farma de. Ek din marna hai, aakhir maut hai. Don't let the angel of death visit us in a disco, cinema, stadium, gambling den, drugs, wine, haram, women. Ya Rabbi Kareem, when the time of our departure comes, which is unknown to us, let our departure be in Madina Sharif. Rabbi Kareem, salamati deen aur aza ke saath shahadat ki maut Madina Sharif mein naseeb farma. At the Rosa Mubarak of my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with the salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulallah. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا خير خلق الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رحمة للعالمين الصلاة والسلام عليك يا شفيع المذنبين. Let our souls depart. Bless us with burial in Baqi. If it is not muqaddar there and destined there, wherever it may be, let it be in the state that you are pleased with us. Ab se razi ho ja, ab se razi ho ja, ab se razi ho ja. Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka anta as-sami'ul alim, wa tub alayna, innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim. My beloved Allah, you are well aware. We cannot ask everything for everyone, but you are well aware of the good wishes, the good desires, the aspirations, the tamanna that is in the hearts of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. Fulfill their good wishes, good desires and aspirations. And you are well aware of every individual's difficulties, hardship, pain, suffering, problems, sickness, weakness, tests and trials, diseases and illness. Ay Rabbi Kareem, with your kindness, with your ihsan, with your fazal, remove their pain, suffering, difficulties, hardships and problems. Whatever they may be, my Allah, you are well aware. So many have requested for du'as, ya Allah, whatever their desires and whatever their needs, which is according to Sharia, fulfill them. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب